This week's parsha B'chukosai, there are two kapitlach. The first kapitel is the brachos and the klalos, and the second one is the parsha B'arachin and the Nidrei Hekdesh as well. At the end of the first kapitel, at the end of the brachos and the klalos, the pasuk says, "Ela chukim ha-mishpatim ha-bahat-yoresh asher nosan Hashem beino ovein ben Yisrael b'har Sinai b'yad Moshe." So these, what we've been said up until now, are the chukim, the mishpatim, and the Torahs, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave between himself and Bnei Yisrael, b'har Sinai b'yad Moshe, which means it was a relationship which Baruch Hu expressed. It's a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and this was all included up to this point. The beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, the first pasuk talks about, right, that the Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, the Baruch Hashem on Moshe b'Midbar Sinai b'ol Moed. So now he's no longer speaking to Moshe as part of the Har Sinai, which means, like Rashi said before, that they're given Sinai b'shas matan Torah. Now this is what the Dibur, which is going to take place in the ol Moed, as opposed to a Har Sinai. So the Ramban, at the end of this capital, says that everything until now was said by Har Sinai was part of the scene of Moshe Rabbeinu to Har Sinai, and from this point onwards, everything's going to be given in the Ol Moed. Okay, so we have to understand why this last capital, if till the Vayikra Chavav is Har Sinai, from B'midbar Aleph, it's in the Oil Moyed, and Vayikra Chav Zayin is also in the Oil Moyed. So why is it placed here at the end of Sefer Vayikra, not in Sefer B'midbar, which that's what it's talking about? That was which is given to Klal Yisrael through Oil Moyed, as opposed to what was given beforehand. So I want to suggest something. Maybe there's a kernel of truth to it. That this capital was given in the Oil Moyed, but it's given somewhat as a hagdama to what's going to happen into the Oil Moyed. The Iker set of this whole capital is the power of a person to make a neder, Nidrei Hekdesh. So Nidrei Hekdesh are mechayev a person momentous, are mechayev a person, they create kedusha on an item, they change the status of the item from something which is chulin to something which is kaddish, to the point that there's dinei me'ilah on it, etc. It's a tremendously powerful parsha. The Altav and Kelim would say this parsha over here shows you the koyach of the dibur of Adam, how powerful Adam's dibur is. That look what it generates just through dibur alone. There's a tremendous generation of kedusha, etc. And the Torah gives various different examples of that in this parsha, in this capital over here. So even though it's given in the Moyed, Be'atzim, it's a hemshich of the lessons of Har Sinai, and it's introduction to what's going to the messages have to happen in Ol Moed, that Klal Yisrael has to take themselves very seriously, understand the koyach of their dibur, and the koyach which they have intrinsically inside of them, to the point that they can't just ignore the actions. It was just words. Right? It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make a difference. All those phrases are potential arguments that people make inside of their heads or to other people. And someone, as an Hakdama, we're told that that's not true. So is that the true intent over here? I don't think so necessarily, but I think there's a remiz to such a concept. Have a good Shabbos.